From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. As lawmakers return to Springfield for their 2026 session, they could consider giving rideshare drivers the ability to form a union. Capital News Illinois reports hundreds of drivers gathered at the Capitol yesterday. They are urging lawmakers to pass a bill that would allow them to collectively bargain with companies like Lyft and Uber. Shimon Sapphire Bernstein is a rideshare driver, and he says this will help them negotiate fair pay and safer conditions.
Let's say 9 out of 10 drivers that I talk to brings up the pay and says it's not enough. They say it's been going down. It's just a very frustrating experience for me to log into the app. You start getting some offers, but none of them are really worth your time. And sometimes you just give up and turn off the app and go home.
There are over 100,000 rideshare drivers in Illinois. The number 11-ranked Fighting Illini men's basketball team beat Maryland 89-70 last night at home at State Farm Center. Illinois guard Andre Sojakovic led the Illini with 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks against the Terrapins, while freshman Keaton Wagler scored 13 points for the team. The Illini played without senior guard Kylan Boswell, who's out for at least a month after suffering a hand fracture in practice earlier this week. Illinois' record improves to 16-3 overall, and for the first time since 2004, the Illini start off 7-1 in the Big Ten. As for their next game, the Illini will travel to Indiana this weekend to take on the number 4-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. That's on this Saturday in West Lafayette at 2 p.m. A bachelor's degree is the most promising path for low-income students to get a good job, according to a new research from the University of Chicago and University of Illinois. Lisa Corian-Phillip reports.
The report found that in Illinois, 80% of low-income high schoolers who finished their bachelor's land a job with family-sustaining wages. Researcher Meg Bates says getting an industry certificate is not as surefire of a path towards stable employment.
There's a lot of excitement about credential pathways, and I totally get why. They're lower cost, lower commitment, and you can work while you're doing them and get you back in the workforce sooner, and I think that's all great.
But Bates says more needs to be done to ensure short-term credentials lead to good jobs for all students. Right now, white and Latino men are far more likely to benefit than women and Black students.
That was Lisa Corian-Phillip reporting. A portion of Clark Street between Prairie and Elm Streets in Champaign is designated Honorary Harry Breen Way. Since 2021, the street has memorialized a late painter who was also a professor and liturgical designer. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton has the story.
The late Harry Breen was known for his picturesque paintings of rural landscapes. He had an impact on the Champaign-Urbana community in many ways. His daughter, Melissa Breen, says he was known for the way he painted his skies.
People even say, oh, look, that's a Harry Breen sky. And I knew he was painting because he always had blue paint above his eyebrow or on his cheek. And I would say, Dad, have you been painting skies today? Oh, yeah, how did you know? I was like, well, you got paint all over your face.
Breen says many people don't realize how beautiful the scenery is in Illinois. And her dad's work highlights this.
It conveys a view of Illinois that a lot of people don't realize is there. So it gives people a different view of this is where we live, and where we live is pretty nice, you know. It's beautiful.
Breen made an impact through his art classes and his displays of altars of multiple churches. He died in 2021. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 32 degrees and a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 3 below zero, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and bitterly cold with a high of 5 degrees, wind chills minus 10 to minus 20 with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 4 below zero. Wind chills minus 10 to minus 15 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy with a chance of snow and a high of 10 degrees with a northeast wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the U.S. Senate. Republican Pamela Denise Long is an occupational therapist and political commentator. If you have questions, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Adeline, welcome back from your winter break.
Thank you so much.
Happy to have you. On Thursday, January 22nd, The Four Horsemen, the album quality Metallica experience. This tribute band is performing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. Austin never, never land. Adeline, did you know who Metallica was before you just heard that song?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not that uncultured.
You said you didn't know anything before, what, 2000 or something?
Yeah, but I feel like Metallica is a pretty big name.
Yes, you can catch this concert at the Castle Theater at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd.
And if you're looking for something a little different from Metallica, you can catch The Sex Lives of Puppets by Mark Down and Ben Keaton. This show is running at 7:30 p.m. on January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Catch this fun and frank explorative performance of human emotions and expression with master puppetry. And this performance is for mature audiences only. You can find out more information at krannertcenter.com.
On Friday, January 23rd, Arsenic and Old Lace starts at 7 p.m. at Red Mask Players in Danville. This mysterious dark comedy runs through February 7th. You can find more information about showtimes and dates at redmaskplayers.ludus.com.
And that same evening at 7:30 p.m., you can catch DLO's Musical Theater's 70th anniversary celebration at Danville Area Community College. Celebrate 70 years of musical theater with this live concert. They also have a 7:30 performance on January 24th and a 2:30 performance on January 25th. What is your favorite musical theater, Kimberly?
Oh, that's a very difficult question, but I am singing a song in this, and it's from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Seeing life from the top of the world, nothing needs fighting and no one needs pity.
You can find out more information at dlo.ludus.com. And on Saturday, January 24th, Raptors Up Close. Get a close-up of these birds of prey and learn about their role in the ecosystem at Lake of the Woods Pavilion in Mahomet. This event is happening from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and you can find out more information at champagneforests.org.
And on Saturday, the 24th, Knit and Sit at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign from 1 to 3. Join a weaver's circle in the Art Since 1948 exhibition. All ages and experience levels are welcome.
And on Sunday, January 25th, Ladies Legend Sunday Funday at Willow Creek Farm in Urbana from 2 to 5 p.m. You can enjoy live music featuring two female artists, and you can find out more information on their Facebook.
And on Sunday, January 25th, it's a 48-hour film competition screening from 3 to 5 p.m. at Savoy 16. You can see the movies that were created for the 48-hour film competition for free. And for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a few notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Capital News Illinois, Jonathan Matthew, Alyssa Eaton, Lisa Corey and Phillip, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.